Hello, this is Mr. Kim speaking, and I would like to give you now a basic introduction on how to choose and how to sign up for an extended essay topic. Every student of the LISA has to write an extended essay and or a so-called VWA. And this means this is a written report, one of them. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to explain you how you have to choose a topic for this extended essay. And it works like this. You have to write an extended essay in one of your IB subjects. You have six IB subjects, and you choose one of them to write your extended essay in. There are a few rare exceptions possible. The only exception that we allowed in the past is that if a student who did not have a music standard level or higher level was still allowed to write a music extended essay if the student was very good in music, for example, a student went to music school or something like that. Okay, that is the only exception that we had. Otherwise, you must write it in one of your six IB subjects. Writing an extended essay in TOK is not possible. So you choose your IB subject, and then what you have to do is the following. You have to choose a general topic or area of interest, and within this topic, you have to formulate a very detailed and focused research question. And that's not easy, and many students think that their research question is quite focused, but in reality, it turns out not to be. So, and there is plenty of advice, and there are plenty of examples and guidelines available. There are links, of course, also on the webpage, which help you to narrow down and to focus your research question. And another thing that is really important is once you have your research question, you have to ask yourself, okay, how am I going to answer this research question? And if the method that you have to use is too complicated or not possible for you, then, of course, it is not a suitable research question. And I would like to give you a real example of a student who was very quick in coming up with a topic, which is generally good, very motivated student. But it didn't work out because he was not fully informed. So I just would like to show you this example. Happened a couple of years ago, and a student came up to me and said, okay, Mr. Kim, I would like to write my extended essay in the field of biology, and I would like to write an essay about the disease Ebola. It's a virus disease, Ebola. And then basically, is this possible? That was the question. And I then asked him back, okay, so does this mean that you're actually going to go to Africa, you're going to collect the virus, and you're going to infect people or test animals, or what are you going to do? And then he says, no, of course you cannot do that. I thought I'm just going to summarize something that I found on the internet and books on Ebola. Yeah, but that is not allowed in an extended essay for biology because you have to do an experiment. Okay, so that is why we're so important for you. That's why it's so important for you to read the guide and the instructions and the help files, because you might not know these things. Okay, so in the extended essay, it's not simply a summary of other people's ideas, but it is actually you're coming up with your own ideas. Now, you might ask, well, I would like to write mine in, let's say, a language. Of course, I have to use books, and I cannot do an experiment in a language, and that's correct. But when you're actually researching in your books and when you're researching the different sources and so on, you will still come up with your own argument, and you will still come up with your own answer to answer the research question. You're not simply going to summarize what other people have said, but you're actually going to combine them into a coherent answer, which is going to be your answer to the research question. Okay, so this is, of course, different for the different subjects. Yeah, so in some subjects you do an experiment, in other subjects you actually go out and let's say in geography, and people in the past in geography, for example, they've counted cars, they have counted the traffic situation. People who basically did their extended essay in economics, they actually went to the Winklermarkt, to the supermarket, and they got some information about the potato prices, or on the changes of the tram ticket costs in Linz, how this developed over the years. But what I want to make sure that you understand this is that you have to actually go out and you have to collect the data yourself. It is not enough simply to summarize literature to answer your research question. But of course, literature is also important, and you're probably going to compare your results with the results that you got from books or from web pages and so on. Okay, so that is a very fundamental, important aspect that you have to take into consideration when you are thinking of a research question for your extended essay. Now, if you are not doing the IB at all, then essentially you say, okay, I'm not doing the IB, can I just write on, do those criteria also, do those criteria also, are they also for me? Or do I can choose not much, much be more free in choosing a topic? And generally that is correct. For example, if you write something like a pure literature piece where you simply summarize work, other people's ideas on a topic, that is generally theoretically possible for VWR. Not possible for the extended essay, but for the VWR, it's theoretically possible. But you have to be aware that if it's only a simple summary of other people's ideas, then that you have to write also much more. One of the reasons why the extended essays can be shorter than the pure VWRs is because the students have to actually also collect their own data. And if it is only a summary without any analysis on your side, then the supervising teacher might actually require you to write a longer report, because a VWR generally is significantly longer than an extended essay. And the only reason why the shorter extended essay is also accepted, now there has been a change in the law that this is possible, the reason why it's still accepted is because the students have to do a lot of work also collecting the data. So that is the reason why it's possible, okay? So to summarize, if you are not able to answer your research question because there is no method to actually answer it, then that's a good sign that the research question is not good or not focused enough. For example, in the past, some students have compared two pieces of literature in languages, okay? And they're going to say, yeah, I'm just going to read the two books and then I'm going to find quotes and I'm going to compare the books, and that's what I'm going to do. I say, yeah, okay, that's fine, but be more specific. I mean, which quotes are you going to look for? Yeah, are you just going to compare anything, or what are you specifically looking for? So make sure that your so-called your approach to the research question, your way of trying to answer it, that you also have an idea on how you're going to do that. Otherwise, there is the danger that you're kind of going a little bit into, yeah, that you're kind of losing a little bit the track and that you're going off into too many directions. Now, before I stop, I would like to give you another example, a little bit of a not such a good extended essay research question, so that you understand a little bit what I mean. It was also something that happened a few years ago. A student came to me and asked me, Mr. Kim, I've got an extended essay research question. Can you actually, is this a good one? Can I do that? I said, well, just tell me. So yeah, I want to write mine in economics. And my research question is what is the impact of the financial crisis of 2008 on the economic situation of Nigeria, the country Nigeria? And then my response is, okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to fly now to Nigeria over the summer holidays, and are you going to interview the finance minister or the economics ministry, or what are you going to do? Yeah, and that is not possible to answer, because the information is so brand new that there won't be anything published yet. And what are you going to do? You cannot really collect any data, and it's too complicated. It's way too large. It's way too large. There, you cannot possibly treat this topic in 4,000 words. It would have been much better to do something like this. Well, what is the impact of the economic crisis on the sale of sausages in front of the Auhof school? Because they've got this little sausage Würstelbude. Yeah? That would be actually a much better, much more focused topic, okay? Because that is something that you can actually go out and you can actually investigate. But if you're going all way large over into big politics and large economics, there is no way that you can actually answer this question meaningfully. Yeah, it's too difficult. And new ideas keep on coming up into my mind. Just make sure that the topic, of course, interests you. That's, of course, must be clear. But that it also has somewhat of a significance. And what do I mean? I'm going to give you a somewhat humorous analogy here that actually I once, because my sister, I had a very interesting debate with my sister once because she is an English literature major. And I once provoked her and I told her, okay, I mean, you folks in literature, you're just comparing all these books. Why don't you just compare Shakespeare's Hamlet with Donald Duck? That was my provocative question to her. I mean, why don't you just write a PhD thesis on that? So I tried to really provoke her a little bit. And then she gave me the rather surprising answer. Of course you can do that. You can compare anything. But what's the point? What's the point? Okay? You got to make the point that there is no point. Because it's just anything that came up into your mind and you want to research something just because you can think of anything better. No, but you have to make it clear why your investigation is important. We also had many years ago, I had a student in biology and he was kind of growing his plants and then he was not watering them, but he was actually putting Red Bull on one plant to water them and milk on the other one and Coke and Fanta and regular water and sugar water and everything because he wanted to see if this has some kind of a positive effect on plant growth. Of course it didn't. The plants died. But what's the point? Do we not have enough water that we have to now use Red Bull to water the plants? You know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. A few years later, there was another student who did a similar one, and she investigated plant growth but wanted to use now rainwater, pond water, because there was a pond in her grandmother's garden, and river water, and also tap water, because she wanted to figure out which type of water would produce the best tomatoes in her grandmother's garden. Now that's meaningful. That is meaningful, okay? Because there is a clear connection to real life, to a real life problem. Yeah, but simply watering the plants with different types of drinks is kind of pointless. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that is please also something that you please take into consideration when you. Come up with your research question, that the research question is focused, that you have some way of a method of actually testing it or answering it, that you can also collect your own data somehow. And data collection can mean, of course, also looking for quotes in books if you're doing it in literature. Yeah, and of course, it should be significant or it should be relevant, yeah, and not just some kind of a, just because you couldn't think of a better topic, yeah? Or because it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting to see whether plants grow better or worse if you water them with Coke. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's interesting, yeah? Because there is no connection to real life. It's not a real life problem, yeah? Or at least it's kind of difficult, unless you got to make it clear why it's so important to use Coke to water the plants. I mean, it's up to you to explain me this significance and to make it clear to me as a reader why it's important. Yeah, in and on itself, it's I think not a very good this was not a good research question. Okay, so I hope with these examples I kind of try to make it a little bit clear to you what you have to look out for. Yeah, and of course if you have any questions, then of course you can ask your should ask your supervisor, because the supervisors, they will basically give you the first feedback whether the topic is generally okay. Okay, so you come up with the topic, the research question, you talk to an IB teacher who knows extended essays, and they are going to basically say whether the topic is generally okay or not. It does not mean that the teacher actually supervises you then, because that's something that is going to be sorted out later. But generally, the IB teachers can already have a good judgment on whether the topic is generally okay or not. Yeah, and then once you got the general okay, then you're kind of a little bit on the safe side, and then you can take it on from there. But finding a topic does take time, I admit, okay? And you have to think a little bit about this. That's part of the process. And don't forget one thing, this is your essay. It's not, you're not writing the extended essay for the teacher. You're not writing it for the school. You're not writing it for the IB. The extended essay and the FAVA, ultimately, that's what I call it. That's your baby, okay? That's your thing. That's your research project. That's the essay that you're going to keep for a long time because you're going to feel proud of it, because that is really your piece of work where you ultimately will know more about your topic than your supervising teacher. And don't forget one thing, the extended essay might be the first time in your whole life where you actually increase the knowledge of humankind. In a very small area, you will have discovered something or made an analysis or will have found an answer to something that no one else has actually written before. Okay, so that is the whole point. You are actually really writing a research paper which contributes to the overall knowledge of humankind. I know this sounds kind of grand and big and great, but that's actually the whole point. It's not a summary of information which already exists. It's something new. In a very small area, you're going to discover something new. Okay, and that's why the extended essay is, I consider, so important. It's personally important because it should give you the feeling that now you've actually contributed to increase the knowledge of the world. Okay, and with these words, I wish you all the best.